our next guest also
our gets TV stars.
They also get their hands dirty.
Let me see the hands.
Yeah. I know. I don't have any calluses.
Mine are quite soft.
Am I still
right
allowed?
Now.
Yeah. Am I still allowed in the building?
Yes, you're still allowed.
Yes. But they star on their own television show. They're called The Masters of Flip. Give it up for Courtney and Dave Wilson.
Yay!
Woo! Okay.
That's what quite the crowd. Welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Welcome to the program. So for our friends listening who may or may not be familiar with Masters of Flip, share with them what it is you do on this HGTV
yes, what do you do?
Program.
Courtney?
Well, we...
Smart Manny, let's the wife.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
For it. Boom.
Totally. I've trained him well, actually.
Yeah, you bet.
But we buy houses in Nashville, in actually East Nashville, right in the city. We fix them up. We sell them. It's been done before, but we do it with
a lot of humor.
You do it together.
And we're still married. Can you believe it?
It's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
We thought it'd be a good husband and wife activity to do together.
But now, don't you guys have never heard of divorce dust?
Yeah, right.
Divorce dust occurs at practically every renovation.
I know. Well, you know what? Three kids, and he makes me laugh. What can I say?
Oh, yeah. That's
isn't
great.
Isn't it great?
So, yeah. I can't get mad at him.
That
even when I'm mad at him,
I'll
come in and
write
lipstick on his face,
sorry. All right, you're married. Morris and I are brothers, so we've been working together 36 years. You guys have been working together how long?
We've been together 19 years, been working. It's been a working relationship probably for the last
15. I mean, it has its ups and downs, but I think the benefits far outweigh any potential negatives.
Absolutely.
Do you think we'll make 30 years?
Easily.
Yeah?
Totally.
We're in,
baby.
Yeah, so were you doing renovations before you got the HGTV gig?
We were, actually. Okay. So we had music careers. We were signed to Disney Records, the two of us independently.
Wow.
And in between publishing deals and record deals and management deals, because, you know, the arts is like that. You have a deal and then you don't.
Yeah.
And we have three kids. We started flipping houses. We borrowed the equity out of our the house we lived in.
Right.
And then started flipping houses really to pay the bills and put shoes on our kids' feet. That's the honest to God truth.
And did either of you have a background in construction?
No.
No. I grew up in a family that had real estate investments.
Yeah.
And I always had a passion for it.
What you're saying is you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
If by silver spoon you mean
definitely
like,
not.
You know, scooping up the poop and like painting the walls and caulking the bathtubs, then yes, a silver spoon.
Oh, okay. So the family had real estate and it was your job to maintain it.
Yeah,
you were
my
the handyman.
Dad would drag me around on weekends and I would basically sweep halls.
Kind of like Trump, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. You're not going there today, right? They didn't prep me for that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did Dad give you a $200 million loan to start
the
swimming?
He did not. He did give me $20 every other Friday, and we got to go to McDonald's after I cleaned enough windows.
All right, good. So you parlayed this into the house flippers in Nashville, and then somebody approached you, or you approach HGTV and said, let's share our passion with people all over the world.
Something like that. You know, it was kind of not wrapped in a pretty little bow, I wish.
Yeah. That would be great.
But, you know, we actually had another show about our family, and we sort of took a break. I got my real estate license, and we started flipping more houses.
Good.
And so we all kind of got together and said, can we make this work?
You eliminated the middleman. You've got your real estate license. Are you a broker?
I'm not a broker.
Do you need to go through a broker to do the flipping or not?
I don't need to go. Well, no, I belong to a brokerage firm.
Got it. Okay.
But
so
I'm not a broker myself.
Understood.
I don't need that headache right now.
Right. Don't need that. And do you have contractors that you engage?
We work with contractors and all the subs, and I manage them.
Right.
And we, as soon as Courtney figures how to replace me, then that's when I have a problem.
How old are the kids?
12, 10, and 7.
Yes.
Oh, you both light up when I say kids.
Yeah.
I wish that we were on television right now. This is the most beautiful young couple. They both have the most beautiful smiles.
Great. They're just great. No, really. Do the kids get involved yet?
It's interesting because people ask us all the time, because on a lot of house flipping shows, there are kids. Their kids are on the show. And we made sort of a conscious decision to not put them on the show. So we still, you know, they'll shoot the occasional commercial with us or something fun. They love
it. Right.
But, you know, we have a preteen. He doesn't need to live his life every day on television right now.
And
so we made that decision for them.
All right.
Much to their dismay.
What's the advice that you want to share with our audience when it comes to making a renovation in their own home? And if you'd like to say if they're considering flipping a home, what is it that you want to say about it?
Don't do it.
I knew that was coming. Don't do it. Yeah.
Call us.
Yeah.
I think do your due diligence. You know, partner up with people who have actually done this before. Don't try to break your teeth.
Due diligence. Yes.
And start small.
And
don't
start small.
Off more than
and plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
This is risky business. Yeah. And we say this, and we make it look very glamorous on television. It's not. People lose money, and they lose their homes every day by jumping into this without actually doing the proper research and aligning themselves with people who know what they're doing.
I have to tell you, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, and I may backhandedly insult you, and if I do, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you, I look at some of these television shows. Well, you're going to do a new kitchen, and we're going to do a new bathroom, and we're going to do all new flooring. We're going to re-roof the house. We need new air conditioning, new heating, and
we're going to do it in 3 days.
We're going to do it in $82,000.
Yeah.
I feel that some of the values that are expressed by these television shows are so unrealistic.
Yeah. Right. We have budgets on our shows for, say, 2,500 square feet where they're $250,000.
Right. Okay.
That's realistic. That's realistic.
And I personally look at some of them, and I'm like, I don't know how they do that. And granted that you know, our costs are a little higher in Nashville, but...
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I agree.
I rest my case.
There you go.
The brothers are going to pack up their tools, get in their pickup, and come on out to Nashville to go to work.
Quick question. Yes. Do you use Roxel in your
We do use Roxel.
Ain't it the greatest?
It's the best.
I love that.
They're beautiful, both of them. They're Courtney and Dave Wilson. They're the masters of flip. You can catch them on HGTV. Go to HGTV.com to learn more. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining
us.
So
much.
More on the house from Design and Construction Week after this.